Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
4:43 in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs have taken the final game of this four-game set at a Coca-Cola Park. They take one and extend their very good numbers already on Sundays and day games and series finales by defeating the Rochester Red Wings 4-3. This is your happy recap for July the 16th, 2017. I'm Sam Mines with you here, and it's time now to take a look at the highlights of the Pigs 4-3 victory. A nice win for the Pigs, who had been held down by the pitching of the Rochester Red Wings each of the last 2 days. It would be the Pigs' turn to get a victory. That was all they needed with four runs after losing 4-1 each of the last two games. The Pigs defeat the Red Wings 4-3 today. In the top of the first inning, Brandon Liebrandt was on the mound, and Liebrandt was pitching fantastically well for the Iron Pigs coming into this one, and he continued to pitch well for the Pigs, getting the order inside in, or the side, I should say, in order. He got a ground out from Nico Goodrum out to Scott Kingery, a ground out from Matt Haig out to the third baseman, Pedro Florimon, and a ground out of Edgar Corsino out to J.P. Crawford to end the top of the first inning. Liebrandt, who continues to pitch quite well, got a very, very good start in this one. In the bottom of the first inning, the Pigs attempted to rally after the first two batters, Kingery and Crawford, popped up. Rhys Hoskins was hit by a pitch, luckily closer to the elbow funny bone area than in on the wrists, and he stayed in the rest of the game, so he was okay. He then awkwardly stole a base. If you didn't see it, Hoskins basically just ran towards second base, and the throw got by the second baseman covering the bag. Now, Hoskins didn't slide at all. Even as the throw was coming in, Hoskins pretty much just stood upright. The throw, thankfully, flew by Hoskins and into center field, and he went on to third base. But Dylan Cousins would strike out to end the bottom of the first inning, and the Pigs would not get Hoskins home from third. But Liebrandt continued to pitch really well in the top of the second inning. Three straight flyouts from Byung-ho Park, Tommy Field, and John Ryan Murphy. So it was the ground out that was in vogue in the first inning, and then the flyout in the second. In the bottom of the second, the Pigs once again attempted a rally. Andrew Pullen reached on an E1. It was just a dropped ball by Tim Melville. Pedro Florimon, though, struck out. Logan Moore walked. Osmel Aguila struck out, and Hairless Rodriguez flew out. So the Pigs had runners in scoring position in each of the two first innings, but could not plate a run. In the top of the third, J.B. Schuck flew out, and Ryan Strasburger popped up. Angel Viema finally got the first hit of the ballgame for either side. It was a single, but Liebrandt picked him off first base and had still gone 1-2-3 through each of the first three innings. Finally, in the bottom of the third inning, the Pigs would break through. It would begin with a Scott Kingery double that hit off of the glove of Nico Goodrum at third base, and then J.P. Crawford, the biggest bopper lately for the Iron Pigs, stepped to the plate.
Runner leads off second. Here's the payoff. And it's swung on in line for a base hit down the right side. This will score on. Kingery will easily plate. Crawford is making his way for second, and he's not going to stop there. He's on his way for third. Here's the relay, and it's late. And Crawford makes it to third with an RBI triple.
And the best part of the whole thing is that it was the tricky triangle triple inning, and J.P. Crawford tripled in a run, and it was a big run for the Pigs as they got on the board first. And now that the game is over, it can officially confirm that every team that scored first in this series ended up winning the game. So that run that much bigger. Now, during the pregame show, I predicted, I mean, you know, very bold prediction to say that probably the league's MVP was going to have a big game. But Rhys Hoskins had struggled in this series defensively, offensively. I said he was going to have a big game, at least one RBI. Having already been hit by a pitch and reaching third in the first, Hoskins came up with a runner on third and nobody out in the third inning.
And the pitch for Melville swung on and drilled into left field. It's going to get down for a base hit and give the Pigs a 2-0 lead. And Hoskins, an RBI single on an 0-2 pitch after fouling a couple of pitches off for Melville. And the Pigs have put together a multiple run inning here in the third.
Now, I'm probably not going to go out and buy any lottery tickets based off of that one, but it is nice that Rhys Hoskins was able to bounce back and have himself a nice game. And nice of Rhys to make me look smart by coming through when I said that he would. Pigs took a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning. They would get nothing more in that inning. Despite Andrew Pullen singling, the Pigs would take a 2-0 lead into the fourth inning. Now, in the top of the fourth inning, it began with a Nico Goodrum walk and then a Matt Haig reaching on an E4 plus a fielder's choice. So the first two runners were on, but Lee Brandt settled down and he was able to strike out Edgar Corsino looking good morning, Byung-ho Park swinging good afternoon, and then Tommy Fields swinging good night.
Here's the payoff. And the pitch is swung through and missed for strike three. It's in the dirt. Moore throws down. Inning is over. Three straight strikeouts after two were on with nobody out.
A huge job by Brandon Liebrand, who has really settled down into his own for this team, this Iron Pigs team. He was able to strike out the side to get out of the top of the fourth inning. A fantastic job to keep the score level, or to keep the Pigs ahead, I should say, at 2-0. In the bottom of the fourth, the Pigs would get nothing despite coming very, very close to a third run. Following an Osmel Aguila ground out, Hairless Rodriguez launched a ball that hit probably a foot away from being a home run. Instead, it hit off the top of the wall, bounced back into play, and then he was thrown out at second base. An unfortunate turn of events for Hairless Rodriguez before Scott Kingery struck out to end the bottom of the fourth inning. In the top of the fifth, the Red Wings would get on the board. John Ryan Murphy walked, and then J.B. Shuck would ground out to second base. But this was a very, very good play made by Scott Kingery.
Runner leads, a set by the neck, and Lee Brandt delivers. Swung on a ground ball, chop right side. Kingery flags it beautifully, spins in shallow right, and throws to first to get it out. I thought for sure a base hit off the bat. And instead a very big out, and look at the frustration from J.B. Shuck, who just throws his hands in the air as he makes his way back to the dugout.
It was a very big out, and it was a very good play by Kingery as well, and you will see why it was such a big out, because Ryan Strasburger would then walk. So two on, one out. Angel Viama would pop up, but that would bring Nico Goodrum to the plate.
It'll be a 2-1 here. Runner's leadoff pitch. Swung on and ripped through the left side on the ground. A base hit. They're going to send home the runner. Up with the ball on left is Pullen. He will not throw through. So scoring the first run for Rochester is Murphy. And Rochester is on the board on the two-out RBI single by Nico Goodrum.
And if it weren't for that fantastic play by Scott Kingery, who knows what would have happened in that inning. But Matt Haig flew out. It was a long fly out, but it was just allowed out. And that ended the top of the fifth inning. In the bottom of the fifth, the Pigs would tack on some insurance runs. Following a J.P. Crawford lineout, Rhys Hoskins singled, and that brought Dylan Cousins to the plate with the turning point of the game.
Runner leads off. Cousins will await a 1-2. Swung on and launched in the air. Deep right center field. Back goes Corsino at the track. At the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. A league-leading 22nd bomb for Cousins.
A huge home run hit by Dylan Cousins. The Pigs' first home run since the first game of this series, and it gave them a 4-1 lead. Pullen would strike out, and Florimond would ground out to third base to end the inning. But Rhys Hoskins had his second hit of the game, his third on-base appearance, and then Dylan Cousins launched one to make it 4-1, as you heard, his league-leading 22nd bomb of the year. So we move to the top of the sixth. And in the top of the frame, the Red Wings were retired 1-2-3. Edgar Corsino struck out. Byung-ho Park popped up, and Tommy Field grounded out to J.P. Crawford. In the bottom of the sixth inning, the Pigs would get a leadoff double from Logan Moore. He would get as far as third base after an Osmel Aguila ground out, but Hairless Rodriguez struck out, and so did Scott Kingery to end the top of the sixth inning, or the bottom of the sixth inning. So we head to the top of the seventh. And leading off the inning was John Ryan Murphy.
2-1. Swung on a drill to the air out to deep left field. Long run back for Aguila, and this ball is gone. Into the bullpens at left off the bat of John Ryan Murphy. His fourth of the season. It comes on a 2-1 pitch, and it's a 4-2 game on the solo home run for Murphy.
Well, how big was that Dylan Cousins two-run home run? Now, because if it weren't for that, the score would be tied. But as it stood following the Murphy home run, it was 4-2 Pigs. Now, following the home run, with Yaxel Rios on the mound. He would get J.B. Shuck to strike out swinging, Ryan Strasburger to strike out looking, and then he would finish the side off with Angel Villalma.
So there's room in right center. Here's the 1-2. And a check swing and a ball in the dirt. It gets away from Moore. He went around. Villalma racing to first, but the throw's in time as the strikeout ends the inning.
Ending the inning, striking out the side for Yaxel Rios. In the bottom of the seventh inning, the Pigs would get a leadoff double by J.P. Crawford, who had a double and a triple in this one. But then they would get three consecutive strikeouts, all looking. Three backwards Ks for Rhys Hoskins, Dylan Cousins, and Andrew Pullen. That is one heck of a feat to be pulled off by the pitcher for the Rochester Red Wings, who at that point would have been Alan Buznitz. And Buznitz struck out four in his inning and a third of work. Incredible job done by him. He struck out Scott Kingery, Rhys Hoskins, Dylan Cousins, and Andrew Pullen. Not an easy thing to do at all. So we head to the top of the eighth inning, and the Red Wings would inch just a little bit closer in this one. Nico Goodrum struck out swinging, but Matt Hegg would get to second on an E6. And then that would bring Edgar Corsino to the plate.
Runner leads. Ramos gives a look. He fires in. Swung on a ground ball. Shot to first off the glove of Hoskins. It's a fair ball, and it's going to carry him down by the tarp. And I think it's going to be out of play. The run is going to score. Over to second goes Corsino. And it was a hot shot, so it might go down as a hit. But again, a ball that could have been handled.
And Rochester just making it a little closer than the Pigs would have liked. After the Corsino double, Byung-ho Park walked, and Tommy Field came to the plate. Field with two on and one out, but Adubre Ramos was able to get out of the jam.
So two on, it'll be a 3-2. Runner is lead, pitches swung on a ground ball, chopped to third, could be two. Fielding right by the bag is Florimone, steps on third for one, fires across, hits in time. They got out of the inning on the five, unassisted three twin killing.
A huge double play to end the top of the eighth inning, keep the Pigs in the lead. In the bottom of the eighth, Florimone struck out, Logan Moore struck out, and Osmel Aguila popped up. So we head to the top of the ninth, with Beato looking to tie the franchise mark for saves. He got a John Ryan Murphy line out. He then walked J.B. Shuck. Mitch Garver lined out, and that brought Angel Villalma to the plate, representing the final out of the game.
Runner leads off. Pitcher swung on a ground ball. Chops softly to second. Charging and gloving is Kingery. Shovels to first. Ball game over. Los Cerdos Huelan. Los Cerdos Huelan. Los Cerdos Huelan. Pedro Beato ties the single season save record, number 26 this season. And the Pigs force a split by winning the finale by the final score of 4-3.
Well, it was a little closer than it could have been for the Pigs. And it was one of those never easy type of days, but the Pigs were able to get the job done, and they fly to a 4-3 victory over the Rochester Red Wings. For the Iron Pigs, they are now back to 20 games over 500 at 57-37. The Red Wings fall to 51-41. Pigs are 5 games ahead of the Red Wings now for a playoff spot. For the Pigs, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. For the Red Wings, 3 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors. For Rochester, they were 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They left 6 on base. For the Iron Pigs, 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. They left 7 on base. Tim Melville, the losing pitcher, he's now 2-3, 4 1/3 inning, 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Craig Breslow went 2/3 of an inning, striking out 1. Mason Melitakis went 2/3 of an inning, giving up 1 hit and striking out 1. Alan Buznitz, 1 1/3, 1 hit, 4 strikeouts, and John Curtis with 2 S's, 1 inning, 2 strikeouts. Brandon Liebrand is now 3-0 for the Iron Pigs. He has defeated Rochester twice and for the second, or excuse me, Rochester twice and the Rail Riders once. He is 3-0, 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Yaxel Rios gets a hold his first 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 4 strikeouts. Adubre Ramos gets a hold his second, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 run, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. And Pedro Beato locks down his franchise-tying mark, 26th save of the year. 1 inning, 1 walk. Time of the game, 3 hours flat in front of 9,262 very happy Piggies fans out at Coca-Cola Park on a Iron Piggy Bank giveaway day. The Pigs secure the victory 4-3 over the Rochester Red Wings.